And thank all of you for being here, not to support me, but to support scouting. And I wasn't surprised when I found out, Royce, maybe you've told me this before, that you were an Eagle Scout. When I was growing up, when you found out, and to this day, that someone was an Eagle Scout, that said a whole lot about that individual, and that says a lot about you, Royce, and it doesn't surprise me. I wonder if Dave ever really was in scouting. So I've got proof positive that I was. We have a cedar chest at home. That cedar chest was handed down by my great-grandmother to my grandmother, to my mother, and now we have it. And when you got it, you would go through it immediately because there would be some things in there that the previous person had left, and specifically sometimes for you. And my mother was no different. And here's proof positive that I was at least in Cub Scouting. She had saved my Cub Scout uniform. And I know some of you are asking, does it still fit? No, it doesn't. But I noticed here at the very top, I did get all of the badges. I got the, and you're going to have to help me. I think, did it go wolf or lion?
At your age, it went wolf, bear, lion.
Yeah. It went wolf, bear, lion? Okay, and then the Weeblos,
yeah.
Which I got the Weeblos. And I noticed that for some, I know why I did this. I took the Weeblos off and I put it on a memory board with some other things that meant a lot to me. And then today I started looking for it because I had taken all those things off that memory board. And I had put them in a plastic sack, and apparently I had no intention of ever finding it again because I have no idea where it is. And also my Bobcat. When you joined the Cub Scouts, you automatically got the Bobcat pin. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. So that this is my little uniform, and she also saved the handkerchief for me, so I've got the handkerchief as well. Now then, I want to say, Steve Aldrich, you still here, Steve? Okay, where is Steve, right? I want to thank Steve because we're members of the College Station Noon Lions Club, and he got up every week leading into this to encourage our Lions to come to the support of the Boy Scouts today. If you're in the College Station Noon Lions, would you raise your hand? All right, got a whole bunch of them here. And then, lastly, is Dave Elmendorf still here? Dave was going to have to leave. Okay, he had to go. I know that Andrew Monaco is here. Andrew, I want you to stand up. And did Will Johnson come with you today?
He did.
Okay. So you're the lone wolf. This is the gentleman who's going to be bringing you Aggie football in 2018. And he's going to do a great job, and you guys are going to love him. And he's got Will Johnson and Dave Elmendorf back with him. I do want to say something about Dave real quick, and then I've got something I'm going to read to you, and I'm going to sit back down. Back in December, I was honored by the Houston Touchdown Club with the Ron Stone Media Achievement Award. And in that time, Harry introduced me here today. Dave introduced me, and Harry and Shirley and Leanne were down there that night. Dave introduced me that night, and as a part of the introduction, totally blew me away. I don't know how he did it, but he had called the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the Dodgers had sent about a 60-second clip of Vin Scully wishing me well in my retirement. That's the only time in all of this that I almost cried. I want to read something, and before I do that, I'm going to have to go back and be a Cub Scout again. Because I went to make sure I had this in order. It's now the lion, then the bobcat, then the tiger, then the wolf, the bear, and the Weeblos. Where did that tiger come from? There was no tiger when I was in Cub Scout. So to be complete, I need to have somebody in scouting come up to me. I need to get back into a den somewhere and get my tiger award. I gotta complete it. Leanne and I had the opportunity for about the last 4 or 5 months to mentor a couple that sat at our table in our college ministry. John Dolan, how many of you guys back in the Corps of Cadets know John? You know John? John Dolan and Kristen Krause. Matter of fact, they're both on the Texas A&M crew team. John recently graduated, and Kristen will graduate coming up in December. And going one-on-one with John, I asked him in the next meeting if he would bring me his thoughts on leadership. And he said he would. And the next time we met, the two of us were out on the back porch, and he gave me this, and I want to share it with you. Here's what John had to say about leadership. By the way, John does have a scouting background, and then obviously was in our Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M. John wrote this: "Be compassionate. Compassion is paramount in all that I do. It is driving force of how I lead and the decisions that I make. With compassion at the center of leadership philosophy, you ensure that your people will always be taken care of first. I can't stress how important, yet how beautifully simple this is. Good leadership starts with good followership. Know what it's like to be on the bottom rung and what it's like to take orders from all. No matter how high ranked you become, always humble yourself and be the type of leader that you would like to follow. Not only this, but know the hearts and minds of your followers too. Find out their desires and aspirations and develop them from followers to leaders. Thirdly," this is a good one for you and I, Ben, he simply says, "know when to keep your mouth shut." There's much to be learned from each perspective, and your perspective is never more important than the others. Listen to what your followers and your superiors have to say, whether it is praise, complaints, worries, or advice. After listening, when you do have something to say, choose your words carefully and use them sparingly. Treat words with the value they deserve, because the more you use, the less value they gain. Next, run toward conflict. Don't go looking for a fight, but be prepared for one if you must fight it. Conflict can absolutely be a healthy thing, and it shouldn't warrant an automatic retreat or surrender. Weigh the situation carefully and approach it with compassion and tact, with the intent of reaching a mutually beneficial result. And then lastly, he wrote this: learn something from everyone, from the lowest private to the highest general. You will never know more than anyone. Maintain a hunger to be a lifelong learner, and don't be afraid to ask questions. If a follower knows something that you would like to learn, then ask them. This provides an opportunity to develop them as teachers and mentors while demonstrating your humility and your desire to learn. On the other side of the coin, don't be afraid to ask questions to your superiors and to seek answers. More opportunities have arisen from a genuine question than one that went unasked. Signed, John Dolan. When he wrote it, he was John Dolan. As of 2 weeks ago tomorrow, he became Second Lieutenant John Dolan, the United States Army. Leanne and I had an opportunity to go to his commissioning. Never been to one of those before, but 14 young men and women were commissioned that day, and John will be leaving, I guess, sometime in September. I can tell you two things about John Dolan that I want to share. One, he will stand for the flag. And two, John will kneel at the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to finish this way. Normally I begin with this, and I've been doing this for about the last 4 or 5 years, and it's never been more appropriate than it is today. And I will say this: the thing that keeps me headed in the right direction, keeps me centered in my life, and keeps my feet firmly planted on the ground is my relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you again. God bless you.